Ganja, Joint, Doobie, Doo, Chronic, Ace, Lobo, Loco, Loveboat, Bud, Buddha, Blunt, Pot, Pat, Pin, Chiba, Chiba, 420, and Hashish, or Hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man.
Are you there, Chris?
Hearing you loud and clear.
Oh, wow, it works.
G'day, mate. How's it going?
Very well. How you guys going?
Not bad, not bad, not bad. We're down here at your little headquarters at the hemp store, of course.
Yeah, isn't that a funny thing?
Where are you?
I'm at Wellington.
And look, what are you doing? Explain yourself.
Well, there's this big hemp summit going on, the inaugural New Zealand Hemp Summit. There's over 250 people here. We're on the waterfront in Wellington.
Lovely.
Hopped outside now to enjoy the fresh air and chat with you guys, being at the appropriate time and all.
Nice, nice. Hey, look, Chris, right off the bat, we've had our first entry for the speed rolling joint competition.
Is a
minute 10, is that pretty casual or is that like blistering? What do you reckon on the...
Pretty slow to me.
Hey, look, it's the first entry. And she's actually moving on to style now. And style, you get all the time you need, so.
Yeah. Now, stick to style. I don't think there's not a race.
Chris, she put a filter in it, which I thought might not be necessary in a speed roll.
No, I made that part of the rules.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Filters are essential. We're in the modern world now. We look after ourselves. We put a filter in.
All right.
Oh, those hot lips.
Harm reduction information right here.
Hey, Chris, let's get to the nitty-gritty of the week. Of course, Marijuana Media informs everybody of what's going on in the DAC realm here in Aotearoa and abroad from time to time. But look, what's been kicking off that is worth a mention?
Mate, well, aside from, of course, PharmaCann's burst of publicity last week, which seems to have really made the rounds. I've been quite surprised here at the Hemp Summit. Everyone is excited about what we've got going on with AUP.
Good stuff.
And, but there's a lot more, of course. So there's quite a few different consortiums around the country with all sorts of interesting things going on. So, this has been the main thing, having this happen with all these people here. It's the first time this has gone on. There's a whole lot of landowners. There's a lot of party landowners. There's people from various government departments here. And all the different research agencies and testing laboratories and things like that. There's a few people from Canada and places that are sharing their expertise on hemp farming there and a kind of crossover with hemp and medicine. Opened by Damien O'Connor and the Minister for Primary Industries, and he told the delegates, which I thought has been the quote of the day so far, "I have always been into medical marijuana."
We love Damien O'Connor. It's good.
Chris, has there been anything especially eye-opening or new that you've learned?
Yeah, so there was a guy from Deloitte that had some really interesting figures and things. Based on the research that they've done in North America and in American states and in Canada for producers there, and looking at things like cost of production and how much land various models take up and how people add to the value chain. And it is really interesting. It's interesting that an organization like that is involved in the cannabis sector and is doing work for people. One of the things that was a bit of a reality check is how little is involved to produce for medical cannabis needs.
Good.
And in terms of, you know, if you've only got 20,000 to 30,000 patients, it really doesn't take a lot to grow enough for all those people. So you've really got to look at export markets and also hemp is much bigger because everyone eats. And so everyone can have hemp food as part of their lifestyle. Just not everyone necessarily needs hemp medicine.
Yeah, just on the medical marijuana side of things, Chris, I'm curious, is there like an average that they've found that the average person needs medically, you know, so you can sort of gauge how much we need to grow in this country?
Yeah, look at Israel and Canada, the average is a gram a day, pretty much within plus or minus 0.1 of a gram. And across various forms, whatever form they're taking it in, it kind of works out to being about a gram a day.
Interesting. Okay. I asked a good question, Don. Did you hear that?
That was great.
I was just out over in Parliament too, ducked away to go there. It's always good to walk around and check out Parliament there for the passing of a treaty settlement bill. It was quite moving, actually, being in there for the House of that.
Powerful. Powerful.
A momentous occasion.
Right on. Hey, look, we're having our own momentous occasion up here while you're all the way down.
I bet you are. Yeah. I feel I'm missing out in a way. I'm kind of living through you, though, you know.
It's good. We might have to try on some of these wonderful t-shirts and jumpers you've got.
There's,
here in
the there's a great selection of. I assume all these clothes are hemp, made of hemp, right?
That's right. Oh, it's all made of hemp, mate.
Yeah,
all of
stuff.
It. Everything down at the hemp store.
Yeah, good stuff, mate. Good stuff.
And hemp foods, of course. Feel free to help yourself to some treaty delights in the cafe there. And you know, let me know what you think. But we think that's going to be a big opportunity for New Zealand. We're a food-producing country,
We
do it really well. And you know, people want our products. If it comes from New Zealand, they want to eat it. And hemp foods could be a huge thing. That's really going to make a difference. It's a struggle to get fibre going, paper and textiles and things in a country like this, but I think hemp foods is really going to take off. And that's what we're seeing here. There's probably a good 100 people that are at this summit that are here to learn how they can grow hemp this coming summer, get their licence applications in. They've got their land. They're here to work out how to do it. And it's just going to really boom this coming summer.
No doubt. Cool.
Back to the media, though. I think the only real report that I came across in the local media was coverage of a study that had come out of Australia last week or maybe Monday. And it was looking at opioids and cannabis use among people with non-cancer pain. And it found fairly modest results and it raised a few concerns. And that got, of course, the what was reported in the media here was that kind of, didn't live up to it. But I think it's worth pointing out that, A, they didn't look at anyone with cancer pain. They only looked at non-cancer pain. And there's a lot of studies that show very high effectiveness of cancer pain. And you've certainly heard that from the likes of Helen Kelly. But it was a survey as well. It was uncontrolled. It wasn't giving people a product as such. It was just like them reporting a survey and what they were using. You don't really know exactly what people were taking. But at the end of the day, what it really comes down to is if an individual patient saying it's making it's better for their lifestyle and it's improving their life. And this is what they found. They found that patients are reporting improved quality of life, more tolerance for pain and better sleep. It was letting them get through the day. And the researchers summarised that as saying weak evidence. But in actual fact, if they're tolerating pain for it and able to get through the day because they can actually sleep, well, sleep's a bloody good thing.
Yeah.
And that's actually some of the main reasons that people have prescribed pharmaceuticals. Sleeping pills and things that let them tolerate pain.
Yeah.
And often those things come at the risk of killing them.
Well, that's what a lot of these sort of famous people that are disappearing right before our eyes, it seems to be mostly sleep-related, the medications that they're taking, isn't it? Got a big dose of fentanyl in there, and then someone's fucked, basically. Are you there, Chris?
I'm here. I couldn't hear you.
Oh, that's okay. I said something.
Oh, I'm sure it was good.
Big Hungry and I are jostling.
We don't know.
Jostling around. We're trying to find the sweet spot in the hemp store for transmitting ourselves.
Oh, shit. Is that what's going on?
No,
mate,
we're good.
You've got to stand on one leg and put your tongue out.
Right. Here we go. Yeah.
Hey, Chris, we'll let you get back to it, mate.
All right.
Enjoy yourself down there.
Good to hear from you and enjoy it.
We'll try and clean up.
I wish I was there. I hope everyone comes in and enjoys the first Thursday. It's always an awesome night.
Right on.
Yeah, of course. Free coffee, right?
Actually, Chris, help
yourself.
Have you got any tips for anybody wanting to enter the style portion of the joint rolling competition? What is something that you like?
Take your time and go for some, even the trident is pretty easy these days. You've got to have those multiple angles and things going on.
Right on. We have been supplied with a good
selection.
You've
got to have the wow factor to impress the judges.
Nice one. Yeah, we've got a good selection of raw papers here, so I feel like some good construction is going to come out of this.
All right. Get on YouTube even. There's heaps of good guides online that let you roll really complicated joints, if that's your inclination.
Awesome, mate. Thank you very much. We'll let you get back to it. Take it easy out there.
All right. Cheers,
guys. Chris.
See ya.
Do it, baby.
That was Marijuana Media.
I'm in love with Mary Jane. She's my main thing.
Indeed, that was Marijuana Media, and this is